You know how it starts like bum 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 bum, and then the beat drops more.
Oh my muchkale, muchkale.
Make a funny.
Jokes aside, what is this?
Jokes aside, man.
Aye, good. Jokes aside.
My name's Nadeev. Welcome to my podcast.
Okay, I decided to spontaneously tape another episode of my podcast. I'm sitting here in my bedroom. Very improvised. The microphone is half leaning against my chair. I am filming on selfie mode. For those of you that are watching on camera, for those of you that are listening, I hope you can hear me well enough. I don't even know where my eye line should be. Should it be staring right at you? Should it be here? You know, I'll switch back and forth. Today's episode, which is episode 2 of season 2, I want to start with the quote, you are not, what is the quote? Okay, I might be paraphrasing, but it's, don't believe everything you tell yourself. And it goes in line with, you are not your thoughts. And that's Joseph Nguyen. But I've heard it before from many people, and it's a beautiful thing to think about. So I have a friend, a dear friend, who I just got off the phone with about an hour ago. And she told me that something that I told her a long time ago, or about a year ago, really helped her because she used to talk very negatively to herself about herself. Now, I used to fall into that negative pattern too. It's something that we do so often in our day-to-day lives. And it's this thing that, for whatever reason, we feel we... I don't know what it comes from. Not a psychiatrist, not a psychologist, nor a therapist, nor a life coach. I don't know why we so often, or so many of us, talk negatively to ourselves and about ourselves. I'll give you an example of what I used to do. Hollywood is so unfair. The world is so unfair. Why haven't I made it yet? Am I not good enough for people? Don't they see me? Am I not being loud enough? I'm not a good enough actor. Oh, I don't take myself seriously as a dramatic actor. People only want to see me in comedies. It's stuff like that that I feel you start to believe. The more that you tell yourself these things, you actually start to believe them, and that's not a good thing. Now, through the work that I've done over the last few years, through a lot of the work that I did with my coach, Zach Maxwell, who, by the way, I'm sure I will continuously mention on this podcast because he's helped me so much in my life. It's when you find yourself, or rather when you catch yourself talking negatively about yourself and to yourself, you need to instantly, in that very moment, that split second, you need to change the pattern and turn those negative thoughts into positive ones. You need to swat away the negative thoughts like flies. Get them gotten rid of immediately. And don't sort of correct yourself later that day or the next time you say something. If you're talking to yourself or if you're talking to a friend or to a colleague or to whoever, and you find that you're sort of going down this negative sort of thought process, immediately course correction, change your thoughts. In that moment, correct yourself. Don't be embarrassed. You can even say it out loud. Say, you know what? Actually, let me rephrase that. I'm a really great actor, actually, and the right team will find me at the right time, and the right role will find me at the right time. Or, no, I'm really good at my job. It's not difficult to believe that I can achieve success. It's actually really easy for me to believe that. And that actually also really goes in line with my morning affirmations. Now, brace yourself. This sounds super cheesy, but I write down some positive affirmations, and I will write them down and record them, literally voice record them. And then in the morning after I meditate, I will listen to them when I'm brushing my teeth, when I'm sort of in bed just after meditation. I think it's really important that you hear this, your own voice, your own thoughts, your own positive affirmations, because eventually you will get used to them. And eventually this awkward feeling or this thing that you feel so uncomfortable in speaking so positively and confidently about yourself will start to make sense. There's a brilliant book there's two. One of them is The Power of Now. The Power of Now is by Eckhart Tolle, and he's brilliant. Crystallizes that notion of being in the moment. And if you're truly 100% present, then it is almost impossible to be unhappy. Let me repeat that. If you are truly and utterly in the very present moment, it is impossible to be unhappy. Nothing else exists but the power of now. There was never a before or a past. Whatever happened in your past happened in that very moment. The past was just the present moment back then. And there is no future. Everything you are going to achieve and everything that is going to happen to you or for you happens in the now. Another incredible book is The Power of Your Subconscious Now. I love The Power of Your Subconscious Now. It is a brilliant book. It's by Joseph Murphy. And if you're struggling finding your own affirmations or writing down your own affirmations, just YouTube Joseph Murphy's affirmations. They are truly remarkable. I love them. I use them every single morning as a part of my own affirmations. Anyway, this is all sounding very hippy-dippy, but it really helps. And so I do notice that I caught myself many, many times, and I continue to catch myself talking negatively or talking down on myself. And I hear it in day-to-day conversations with my friends or colleagues, and I think that we need to be a lot kinder to ourselves, because what's the point of dwelling in an imaginative circumstance where we think of all the what ifs and like, oh, what if this happens, and oh, if only I would have done this, maybe that would be, maybe this would be a different outcome. And there's so many negative theories that we come up with. If we anyway can't control the future sort of, and we can only live in the present moment, then why are we wasting our time picturing these negative outcomes? Why are we wasting our time dwelling in negative thoughts? So yes, I think it's very important to have off-limit thoughts. When you catch yourself talking badly about yourself, immediately change a pattern, change directions, and rephrase that and talk positively about yourself. Now, I think this helps a lot more. It doesn't just make you feel better. It'll also have more positive outcomes for you in life. I really believe in the energy of the universe, and what you put out there is what you get. It's very much this whole notion of laws of attraction. And that's really helped me. I used to think to myself, it's so hard to get an agent. It's so hard to get a role. And so, yeah, at some point it was really difficult because I started believing that. And then I switched my thought patterns and I started saying things to myself or even out loud like, it's easy. It is easy to get a job in this town. I am a great and talented actor and Hollywood would be lucky to have me. And I will find the right agent at the right time because that is exactly how, you know, my future is that's in the cards for my future. I deserve to be here right now. I am really great at what I do and it is undeniable and I will have an abundance of opportunity and the right people will believe in me and will hop on board the Nadiv train and join this exciting adventurous journey into my successful future. So once you start telling yourself these things, it's a bit weird at the beginning, but eventually, and of course, you got to put in the hard work, but eventually those thoughts matched with the work that you do will turn into evidence, positive evidence that you can actually see the positive change in your life. And then it will manifest itself beautifully into a healthy present moment. My dad also always says the future is a reflection of how we talk about ourselves in this present moment. So if you talk positively about the present moment, that is the future. If you talk negatively, the future is negative. So don't waste your time on negative thoughts. And if you do have them, try to get rid of them quite quickly. Okay, moving on. I thought it would be interesting to talk about, you know, I go through phases in life where I feel I have a lot of wins. You know, I'm talking about my career, I'm talking about my personal life. And then I go through phases where I feel I've lost momentum or suddenly there's not an abundance of opportunity that is coming my way. I feel I'm not getting enough roles. I feel like I'm not getting, I'm not on the right dates, whatever that may be or whatever the version looks like for you. And so I start to close my eyes and backtrack into what did I do back then? That's why I think writing into a journal or a diary is really important. And as much as it can help to write sort of the feelings that are the painful feelings, the heartbreak, all that stuff, make it a habit to write down things that happen on a day where things really, really worked out, a really positive day. Because then I can flip back into my journal or close my eyes and remember a day where things really aligned. And I can, you know, Tony Robbins says, You know, Tony Robbins says success leaves clues. So you can actually look back and see, what did I do back then that made me feel so happy in that moment and that made me feel so successful in that moment? And I think Steve Jobs says it too. You can actually, as much as people tend to look towards the future, and I argue again and again, be in the present moment. It's also sometimes you need to look behind you to connect the dots to see sort of how things ended up the way that they are today. And that really helps when something happened that is really positive. Look back and what is the sort of pattern that you took? What is the direction that you took? What are the things that you did? And it can be small things. Did I wake up earlier? Did I go to bed earlier? Did I meditate more? Did I go to the gym more? Did I speak more positively about myself and to myself? Did I have smaller goals that I achieved every single day? Or did I have really big goals, but I was really determined and I sat my butt down for 8 hours a day and I really worked on a project and I just disciplined I worked with discipline. And that's why I achieved these things. Whatever it could be, I worked less. I took more free time. I went on longer walks. So all these things are really important to journal, jot down, look at them. And if you find yourself in a shitty place in your life or a phase where you feel stuck or you're in a writer's block or you don't know how to move forward, just take a breath, slow down, and have a look at those days where things did work out. I think that's really beautiful. It really helps me too, by the way. It's too easy to get stuck in the negative. Speaking of taking walks, I think that is something that people really underestimate how powerful fresh air can be, nature, and just walking. One of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning is I go outside, I get that natural sunlight. I'm sure you've heard it before on Dr. Huberman or other people, but it really helps me. It's the morning light that's beautiful, but also the magic blue hour, you know, just after sunset, walking around. And just go for a walk, listen to music, or just listen to the sounds of nature. And it really helps you align your thoughts. And it's such a sort of like clear space. You know, sometimes we go through the entire day and things can happen that are annoying. We're stuck in traffic. Someone said something shitty. You remembered a memory of something that you did or said back then that made you feel weird. Or you disrupted a friendship that like you still haven't gotten, you know, you still haven't gotten forgiveness or given forgiveness, or you're still holding on to a grudge. There's a billion and a trillion thoughts that we carry with us every single day. Sometimes, actually every day, I find it important to find a moment in the late afternoon where you just take a deep breath, pause your work, go outside for 10 minutes or an hour if you can. And the same thing goes for very early in the morning. Don't go reaching right away for your iPhone. I've had to be really strict with myself there because we get used to just like waking up, looking at our iPhone, and it's too much information. It's too fast. The light is too strong. And your brain, like it needs so much time to catch up. It's very unhealthy. So just try to connect to nature. A really cool tip. I saw someone do this once and I love it. Go for a walk where your intention is to find and spot one specific color. Let's say the color is yellow. Go for a 20-minute walk and just try to find things that are yellow, a yellow flower. I see behind me a yellow poster right now. Yellow leaves that are falling, you know, from the trees, yellow street signs, whatever it is. It's nice to sort of have a specific tiny little fun goal, and It's a fun little challenge that makes you switch off from the problems that you have in your day, at least for those 20 minutes. And it just helps you focus. And it's just like a wonderful tool that I use that gets me in a really clear and happy and positive mindset. You'd also be surprised at how much you see when you are looking for something specific. And that ties into the same thing as positive affirmations and speaking positively about yourself. The universe will reward you for certain things, but also it will show you what you're looking for. So are you looking for something negative? Are you looking to fail? Are you looking to fall flat on your face? Or are you looking to succeed? Are you looking to fly soaring into the sky? Are you looking for healthy relationships? And I will hyphenate that with, put those positive thoughts out there. Also, don't be afraid to say a massive goal that you have, but then move away from the specifics. It's okay to be specific with a goal or target, something that you want to achieve and reach, but then be easy on yourself and trust the universe that it may happen exactly the way that you imagine it, or it may happen differently. Life is not linear. There is no one which way. So be open to surprises. You know, I always think of the horses. I grew up in Vienna and the horses had these horses blinds on them. And I think that we in life have to sort of, it's, there's a time where you're razor sharp, you're focused on a goal and the target, but then allow it to open 45 degrees. Just be open to other opportunities that may come your way that you would have never expected. Be a yes person in those moments and see where it takes you. Where does it guide you? So that's why with my affirmations, I go through phases. I haven't figured out the right way yet, but it's like, sometimes I'm very specific with what I want to achieve. And then other times it's more a feeling that I'm trying to achieve. It's more something that I want to accomplish on a grand scale, which is I want my work as an artist, as an actor, to reach as many people as possible in the world so that I can make positive change and positive impact to as many people as I possibly can. And then other times it's like, I want to star, I will be starring, or I already did star in an action film just because it's entertaining and it's fun. It's something I've always wanted to do as a kid. It's just, don't be so married to the outcome and be accepting in the journey on the way to achieving something, because it might be something completely different to what you imagined it looking like in your, yeah, in your imagination. So that's why I also just love getting out of the house and going for walks, because you're able to see things the way that they are, you know, you're just accepting in what's in front of you, you know. Anyway, I ramble and ramble and ramble because who the heck knows? Because do I really know what I'm talking about? I don't know. I'm a goddamn fraud. No, I'm okay. All right, let's see. What else do I have here? I wrote some notes down. I hope you don't mind. I might take two or three tiny little pauses just to see. You know what really annoys me? When I have something in the middle of a sentence, a new idea pops into my head, and then I forget it later. It's so annoying. Here's a beautiful quote that I might touch upon next week's episode, but it's Esther Perel, who also writes brilliant books, and she says, sometimes the best fight we can have is the fight for each other. I'm going to repeat that. Sometimes the best fight we can have is the fight for each other. I will add to that. Sometimes the best fight you can have is the fight for yourself. So I think that all ties into the opening quote of this episode of talking shit about yourself. Fight for yourself. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your dreams. You know, fight for yourself. If you feel yourself talking shitty about yourself, how many times can I say yourself in one sentence? Yourself, yourself, yourself. I digress. When you catch yourself in those dark headspaces, fight for yourself. Fight for yourself. Fight for your dream. Fight for the child that, you know, wanted to achieve the thing that you're doing right now. Or just fight for yourself. I mean, we go through life anyway with so much rejection and so many no's. Someone said it beautifully once. They said, you know, trying to achieve something grand or big or out of, you know, otherworldly. Let's take myself as an example, an actor, an actor's journey, an actor's dream. An actor's journey is like seeing a road littered with no's and you still decide to go down it. And I love that. I think it was even John Krasinski who said that. I'm not sure. Let me go back to that. It might be John Krasinski. Yeah, I think it is. I think it was on the Jay Shetty podcast. But I think that's a really powerful statement, because isn't that how we should lead our lives anyway? Not being afraid of no. I mean, I was very fortunate, very lucky to grow up in a household where my parents taught us at a very early age, there is nothing that is, no rejection, no amount of no's should stop you on your way. If anything, it can, like, you can sort of meander your way in different directions in order to get to where you want to get to, all whilst enjoying the journey. And by the way, that's really important, because even if there's something you want to achieve specifically and you achieve it, I think natural human nature makes you want to achieve, immediately jump to the next thing. So really enjoy the present moment and the journey. And that includes a shit ton of rejection and no's from a million different sources and people. There will always be people that don't believe in you or that feel that you're not the right thing that they're looking for in the right time. I said it in the last episode, don't take things personally. And so my parents always taught me a no is just an opening for another yes. It allows you the opportunity to get a yes from somewhere else. If you go on YouTube and you type in no, comma, no, comma, no, comma, no, something like that, it'll be a video. I think it's a TED Talk. I don't remember who said it, but I'll never forget the message in this video. And it just basically says that when you get a no, don't see it as a no, period. No, full stop. It's just a no, comma. No for right now. No for this specific thing. No for that particular person. But that doesn't mean that it's not a yes for something else or someone else. No, comma. No, comma. No, comma. No, comma. Yes. All you need sometimes in life is that one yes. And I think it's really vital, crucial, incredibly important that the first yes you tell yourself every single day when you wake up and every single evening before you go to bed is the yes you tell yourself. Believe in yourself. Tell yourself yes. Give yourself the confidence and the reassurance that you need. Believe in yourself more than anyone believes in you, because if you don't believe in yourself and take yourself seriously, I said this in the last episode, I'll say it again and again and again, how can you expect someone else to believe in you? You know what I mean? So be the first yes that you give yourself every morning, and be the last yes that you give yourself before you go to bed. And when someone says no to you in life, that's okay. It doesn't mean that it's a no in, you know, for all eternity and for perpetuity and perpetuity. It's just a no for that right now. It means that there's an opening for a yes somewhere else. Okay, I like these. Very quotey today. Here's another thing. If you can see it in your mind, it can happen in real life. If you can see it in your mind's eye, if you can close your eyes, visualize the future and see it and make it happy and let that yellow light trickle in, let that orange light trickle in, see that sunshine, see that love, see that red. If you can see it, you can do it. Okay? Now, if I don't see myself and my success, my future, whether it be in movies, TV shows, or simply holding my future daughter's hand and taking her to school, or my son, or my wonderful wife, my family, I like to see it first. Then I feel it, or vice versa. I feel it, and then I see it. I visualize it. And I believe it, I tell myself yes, and then I go forth and I prosper. And I do believe that most of the things I achieved in my life, other than the things that just sort of like happened to me by happenstance, these are things, most things that I achieved in my life that I define as successful happened because I saw them first, because I believed in them, and I wanted to see them, and I wanted to achieve them. And so sky's the limit, you know? Reach for the stars, but keep your feet on the ground. Very important. I don't know. I think that's a really short episode. It's like 20 minutes, but I feel I gave myself a pep talk. The whole reason why I sat down in my room right now and recorded this spontaneously is because I just had a meeting with an agent. Now, for those of you that don't know the details of my story, my journey as an actor, you know, as an actor, you sort of like, it's very common to have an agent, a manager, a whole team behind you. There's not many things that are just purely coincidental. You have a team that's helping you push alongside with you. Now, I don't have an agent. I'm really proud of myself for the fact that all the roles that I've gotten so far, all but one, I got myself. Now, that's not to just say that other people are not as good as me, or that I just simply, first of all, like quite literally, I don't have an agent in the US. I had a manager. But it actually, I see it as a very positive thing. Again, I never like to sit and wait for the phone to ring and just twiddle my thumbs and la-di-da-di-da. I like to put in the effort myself. I like to really, that's what I said on episode 1 of season 2. I go to bed writing down the things that I've already accomplished the next day, because when I wake up that day and I'm fully present and I look at my to-do list, I can really see what have I already accomplished? And it makes it a whole lot easier to accomplish the things that I've already accomplished. And it's sort of tricking your mind. By the way, eventually the evidence will come clear. You will be successful as long as you think clearly and healthily and positively. Enjoy the journey and stick with it. Give yourself the first yes. Don't take no for a final answer, but rather as a comma and an opening to another opening to another yes and another opportunity. And that all boils down to, again, believing in myself. And so I never had an agent. I never really had a proper agent here in LA. So I had a meeting today and I was a little bit nervous and I told myself, how do I prep for this? How do I pitch myself? And then I paused and I said, you know what? Before I entered this room, I don't necessarily need to sell myself because I know who I am. I know what I have to offer. I know what I can bring to the table. It's unique. It's I come with my own original story, and I don't come in with a set expectation. So if anything positively comes out of the meeting, I take it as a massive bonus, and I am absolutely grateful for that. If nothing comes out of the meeting, at least I know that I was in there authentically and very much just myself. And I never had to feel, I never want to get the feeling that I had to sort of add 100,000 things just to pitch myself in a way that I could help them fall in love with me. But rather, if I'm the right person for them and this is the right time for this relationship to blossom, then as long as I am true to myself, everything will be answered the way that it should be. And if that person is not ready for me yet or not the right person for me, then that is okay. Then it's actually a blessing in disguise. And if it is the right person, then I know that I can walk away at peace and be really proud of myself as long as I didn't go in there and talk a lot of blah, blah and try to fake things or over-exaggerate things and talk in hyperbolic ways just to pitch myself or make myself more interesting than I feel that I already am. Trust in yourself, know where you are in your life. It actually speaks volume to be humble in where you're at, even the sort of struggles that you're facing. Just don't talk shit about yourself or talk yourself down, but be proud of where you're at and be okay and open with where you want to get to in this exciting life. But I had a million different thoughts and I told myself, wow, okay, the combination of the meeting that I had and talking to my friend that said that she used to talk negatively about herself and now it's such she has a way healthier relationship with her inner voice. I thought, yeah, I'm going to go on here and say a few words. So I know it was a bit preacher-esque today, but I will remind you, I'm just saying these things so that I can myself listen back to them as purely as a reminder to myself so that I stay on track. I hope you could take at least one thing from this. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you next time. Mwah. Jokes aside. That was another episode of Jokes Aside. Monkey dance.